This is Stephen Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant. Oh, sorry.
Kevin Durant. You're Kevin Durant, mate. Good to see you, mate. Different complexion.
Okay, let's go again.
So, this is Stephen Adams.
And this is Enes Kanter.
You're listening to the Down to Earth.
Down to Dunk podcast.
What? Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
I'll
down
say
to
that.
Dunk. Introduce yourself, mate.
Here's Stephen Adams, and I'm Enes Kanter. And you're listening to Down to Dunk podcast.
Stay tuned.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. This is your host, Andrew Schlecht. We are part of DailyThunder.com, also Almighty Baller Radio. Check us out on Dash Radio on Saturday afternoons. Today, we're recording this on a Sunday because I'm traveling on tomorrow, which is Monday. I've got Taylor Dickerson, who's also traveled. He's from the Fry Pod. Tayshawn is in Denmark. Taylor.
I'm in Copenhagen.
Very
and
cool.
Taylor. Dickerson.
Man, meeting up with some tortoises. You're just having the time of your life up there.
Yeah, I came here to study under a tortoise.
Yeah. Taylor's studying under some guy, and he's explaining this to me earlier, and I was just like, well, what are you doing? He's going to study some pottery techniques. Is that right? Is that the thing that I should say?
Yeah.
And the guy that he's studying with is named Tortoise. And I said, you traveled halfway across the world to meet with a man named Tortoise. So that's amazing. It's got to be good.
I said, better to meet, his actual name is Eric. And I said, it's better to meet with, travel halfway across the world to meet with a guy named Tortoise than a guy named Eric.
So true.
So his name is Tortoise.
So anything thundery that we could talk about? Like the only thing that keeps popping up that I'm just a little annoyed about is people think that this Kyle Singler to the Raptors trade is like a real deal. Like, it's just not true. Like, first of all, who in the heck are the Raptors going to send back, and why in the world would they want Kyle Singler?
Yeah, and not a single like actual sports journalist has reported this at all,
right?
Or reporter has reported anything that has anything to do with that. So it seems like it's coming just from like those rumor sites or those fan sites or whatever. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's stupid. And like, why do the Raptors do that? They have Usai, what's his name? Masai Ujiri.
Yeah, Masai.
Who's
yeah.
like intelligent. Yeah. So, no, he's not going to give anything for Kyle Singler.
Legitimately one of the best GMs who fools other teams. Sampras, he's not going to fool him into taking Singler.
You got two foolers against each other. Singler's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no.
Sam's got to be the fooler in that one.
He's got to be. So that's not going to happen. Everything else is pretty quiet. But not with Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie has requested a trade from the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have been to the finals 3 years in a row, who won a title, you know, a little over a year ago. And now he's tired of playing with the best player of our generation in LeBron James.
It's hard to be on a championship contending team, Andrew. Sometimes it's just, you just got to get away from it, you know?
The first
it's
thing
just not really about that.
So the first thing I thought of was Pat Riley. And have you heard him talk about the disease of me? So he talks about like these championship teams, and what usually breaks them up is the disease of me. And some of it's like stat chasing and wanting the spotlight. And he said that as like you continue to win, the disease of me starts to seep into your team. And like sometimes that will be like with the Boston Celtics back in the day with that 08 team, like James Posey wanted to go get paid, and like it was guys like that. But with this team, the disease of me is happening with their second best player and the guy who basically won them their championship in Kyrie Irving.
So is it basically just guys being like, hey, I feel like I had way more to do with like our winning, and I'm not getting the attention or the credit that I deserve. Mm-hmm. Is it like that?
Yeah, like one of his quotes says something to the effect of it's more natural to be selfish than it is to be to sacrifice. It's really interesting. I thought the NBA news would just be dead here as we get closer to August, but it's actually starting to heat up a little bit with this Irving trade
request.
Ramped
up. This is the second best player.
Yeah.
The second best player on the team that has gone to the finals the past 3 years for the East wants to leave.
And a top three player in the conference. A top three player in the East or in the Eastern Conference. Like, who are the best players in the East? LeBron. Giannis.
Yeah. And Kyrie, probably.
It's like so close to it.
And we'll get to that, because there are a couple point guards in the East that you have to question, like Wall and Kyle Lowry too. That you start. Yeah.
John Wall. John Wall is probably three. John Wall's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is crazy, and I will be so miffed if Kyrie Irving gets sent west and like role players get sent back. Like, I will be so mad. Like, why can't we just? The Eastern Conference is already so bad, and we're gonna try to get Kyrie over there. Like, I don't know. I just the Eastern Conference is just gonna be so bad, and also that's where like I look at LeBron, and everybody's like, LeBron James wants to go to the Lakers or to the Clippers. And it's like, he wants to go west?
Mm-hmm.
Like, LeBron James, who has just a ticket stamped to the finals every year, wants to go to the Western Conference. And then, like, Gordon Hayward's the best player? Gordon Hayward and John Wall are the best players in the conference? Like, who's going to be on that All-Star team? Like, nobody.
Nobody. But what I've heard, what people are speculating for why LeBron would go west is the reason being, well, it's the last thing for him to do is to, like, he's always been in the East, and people can hold that over him. Well, oh, yeah, you went to the finals a bunch and you won a lot of championships, but you've always been in the East. So for him, it's like, okay, I go to the West and I try to dominate the West.
Yeah.
And then no one can say anything forever and ever. Amen. You know?
And he's like 34, though. And
yeah, I mean, nothing happens. Like, if he goes west, he doesn't win unless he joins the Warriors.
I mean, we could see LeBron go out in the second round or something like that. Like, that's not out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, the risk is way higher than the reward for him. Like, I think just leave it alone. Finish out your career in the East. You are a Hall of Famer. You are a top 3 to 5 player all time, probably, is what you're considered at this point, you know?
And also, don't go to the Lakers. Matter. Yeah, and also don't go to the Lakers and take Paul George with you, please, LeBron. Like, please don't do that to us.
Yeah, that is something that could happen.
Like, that's a part of the conversation for us Thunder fans. Yeah. But yeah, the Cavs are just, they're kind of screwed, right?
Mm-hmm. If Kyrie leaves, what do you get? What do you get? And there are a couple trades we're going to talk about. That's the point of this podcast, I guess.
I'd like to thank Chicken Express for sponsoring today's show. Man, if you're looking for someplace to go for lunch or dinner, Chicken Express is a great place to stop. They only give you fresh chicken products that are marinated and dipped in their secret batter and cooked to perfection. It's so good. If you like chicken strips and you haven't been to Chicken Express, I'm really not sure what you're doing. So you can go to Chicken Express. There are locations all over the Dallas area if you live there. In Moore, in Edmond, in Yukon, all have great locations. Go check them out. They're continuing to expand, so you're going to see more Chicken Expresses. I'm going to be driving through Tulsa tomorrow, and I will be going to Chicken Express. I love their chicken strips, but you can also get wings, you can get fried fish, you can get coleslaw, mac and cheese, green beans, corn on the cob, fried pickles. You can get a dessert. You can get an apple or a cherry pie that are good. Rolls and biscuits are fantastic. You've got to go check out Chicken Express today. Make sure to grab some for lunch or dinner. And let them know that Down to Dunk sent you. You might get an employee that looks at you a little strange because they might not know what you're talking about. But do it for me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about some trades. We'll do some fan submissions for the pod. This is maybe my favorite one because it's pretty creative and it involves a 3-team deal. There's a lot of 3-team deals out there. Man, 3-team deals are so hard to complete in the NBA. It's really, really tough. And a lot of people sent me 3-team trades and you can look at them and you can say like, oh, well, there's absolutely no chance, you know, this team won't do that. But this one's pretty interesting. This is from the man, Alex Spears. And he has the Magic, the Cavs, and the Blazers.
Oh, this is the art piece. This is the art piece.
This is a work of art. And just like hang with me because this is kind of it'll be interesting to see how this translates. But you can find this on my Twitter timeline at Andrew K. Schlecht. But Orlando receives Irving and Alan Crabb. The Cavs get C.J. McCollum, Terrence Ross, Al-Farouq Aminu, and Aaron Gordon. So, like, all these wings. Yeah, and you have C.J. that can kind of take the place of Kyrie in a way. And then you just have three wings that can switch a little bit. And Ross and, you know, Aaron Gordon still have some potential. Aminu is, like, just a good plug-and-play guy. And then you have Kevin Love and Evan Fournier going back to the Blazers. So then you have Love, you know, plugging a big hole that they have at the power forward in Portland and bring another star there. And then Fournier, who can slide in and start at the two. It's pretty interesting.
That is really interesting. I want to say Love always plugs whatever holes you need plugged.
That's true.
And that's just in general. That's just good life. That's like just life facts, you know?
It's totally true.
I don't know. I can't see like which one of those teams really loses out. And I mean, you look at the Cavs and CJ McCollum would do for the Cavs pretty much exactly what Kyrie does.
Yeah.
Like Kyrie is not a distributing point guard. He's a scorer. He's an isolation scorer. And he's like, you know, he's a good passer when he wants to be. But CJ McCollum can do that. You know, they're both really good shooters. Kyrie is a sick shooter. People don't consider him as good an outside shooter as he really is. But I mean, I was looking at his stats today. He shot over 40% last year, and only six point guards shot over 40% from three last year. And that's Kyrie, Kyle Lowry, Chris Paul, Mike Conley, Dragic, and Steph, of course. So, yeah, that guy, he's really good. CJ McCollum would take that spot over. I don't know. That's great. Aaron Gordon, now you can run small. Or if you don't want to do Aaron Gordon, you can do Al-Farouq Aminu, who's shown himself to be a very good small ball four.
It's very switchy.
It's really switchy. Orlando gets a star player that they've been waiting for trying to find.
Orlando would have to do it. They would just have to.
And then Portland, you get Kevin Love. Kevin Love and Damian would be great together.
Yeah.
And Evan Fournier, you have a shooting guard. I mean, you have a guy who can just space the floor and shoot. I mean, that's a great trade.
Yeah, it's a good trade. I think the Cavs would be the one to say no, though, because you're giving up both your stars next to LeBron. And then you're bringing back, like, CJ is like that's the main guy you're bringing back. Then you're bringing back some stretchy forwards. And I get that that probably could make them better. But this is still a star-driven league. And that's where I just don't see the Cavs parting ways with both those guys and then getting back, like, a fringe, you know, all-star player plus role players. Maybe if Aaron Gordon had, like, shown that he's, you know, a lot better than he is in Orlando, maybe that makes a difference, but I don't know. I think that would probably help against the Warriors, but I just don't see the Cavs making any move like that at all.
Yeah, and it helped the Cavs. Like, LeBron's getting to the point where throughout the regular season, he's kind of just coasting through, and he needs to do that at this age, and with the amount of games and minutes he's played in his career, he needs to do that. And with Kevin Love and Kyrie, you could do that pretty easily, especially in the East. And now if you take those two away, you are so much more dependent on LeBron being the primary ball handler, even through your regular season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Celtics, like now you probably care about the one seed more than you did in the past. If you're the Cavs, like if the Celtics get the one seed, and the Cavs made that trade, that's a bigger issue than it's been, you know?
Yes. Next one. Let's go to another trade. This came from at Parrish K10. I'm not going to read all the ones I got. I got a lot of, like, Kevin Love ending up on the Thunder for, like, Enes Kanter kind of three-way trades.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that would be awesome, but I don't see the Thunder just like sneaking in and just being like, hey, we'll take Kevin Love for an escaner.
Hey, I heard Kyrie wants to leave. We'll take Kevin Love.
Yeah, we'll do K-Love. It's just like, okay, all right. I don't think that they are wanting to do that. But this one's really interesting. It does not involve the Thunder, but it's Cavs, Milwaukee, and Phoenix. And I think Milwaukee and Phoenix are both interesting teams to look at because they've got a mix of young guys and veterans on both teams, and they've got a ton of assets to give. So in this one, the Cavs get Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton, which I think is highly interesting because I think Chris Middleton is so valuable, and it gives them another wing. He can play the two and the three. You got Eric Bledsoe, who, if he can stay healthy, is a fine ball handler, a really great defender. That's what he could bring that Kyrie doesn't, as Kyrie's just not a good defender. And Bledsoe can be. Milwaukee gets Irving and Brandon Knight. And then Phoenix gets Channing Frye, Spencer Hawes, and Jabari Parker. Which I just think that's...
Phoenix gets who?
Phoenix basically gets the cap filler of Channing Frye and Spencer Hawes. But then what they get back is Jabari Parker.
Okay.
So basically... they trade Bledsoe and Knight and get back Jabari Parker.
Yeah. Milwaukee loses a lot to just gain Kyrie at that point, I feel like.
Yeah, Middleton and Parker
and Jabari
for Irving. Yeah. That's a lot. That's probably who says no is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Those are two pretty big chips, but I do like that idea. If you're the Cavs, you have to bring back present day value and guys that can play right now. That's where I don't get like sending the Cavs picks or sending the Cavs young guys. Like Dragon Bender has been included in a lot of these. And I'm like, man, the Cavs, what the heck are the Cavs going to do with Dragon Bender?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I like that trade. I mean, it's interesting. I see the first one happening, making a lot more sense than that one.
Yeah.
Eric Bledsoe on the Cavs is interesting. I thought about that today. Because I think they're... And it's kind of the same thing for Aaron Gordon. And Eric Bledsoe has shown more than Aaron Gordon. But if you put these guys on good teams, what happens with their talent at that point? Do you really get to see how talented they are at that point, you know?
Yeah.
And do they become a player that maybe they haven't been able to be? So that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton... next to LeBron is ridiculous.
It would be great. He would thrive. One of the places that Irving has said that he wants to be traded to is Miami. We had D Nasty submit Irving for Dragic and Justice Winslow, which is just kind of, I mean, like that would be probably the trade you'd look at because you're going to have to bring back a point guard, and Dragic is Kyrie Irving-esque. And then Justice Winslow is a guy that plays defense and can't shoot. I don't know. I think that's kind of blah.
Yeah. And also I think I would say like, I don't think Miami would do that. I think Miami is really high on Justice Winslow still is what I'm hearing. And Dragic is not that far away from Kyrie. Actually, I want to, can we take a break right now and rank the point guards? Because I have like a little game for you.
Yeah?
Okay. So you have the top three, Russ, Steph, Chris Paul.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now it's Kyrie or. So you just tell me Kyrie or this player.
Okay.
Kyrie or Wall?
Wall.
Kyrie or Kyle Lowry?
Kyrie.
Okay. Kyrie or Damian Lillard?
Kyrie.
Okay. Kyrie or Mike Conley?
Ooh. I like Mike Conley's defense so much. I go Mike Conley.
Okay. And then Kyrie or Dragic?
Kyrie.
Okay. So last year was one of Kyrie's best years.
Yeah.
I mean, offensively, it was his best year so far. He scored 25 points per game, shot 47% from the field, over 40% from three. His assists and rebounds were normal, like 3 and 5, basically. And his usage percentage is like Dragic and Kyrie. If you look at their stats from last year, they're almost identical. Mm-hmm. Kyrie has more points per game, but he takes way more shots than Dragic. But their percentages are the same, are pretty much the same. Like offensively, they're pretty similar. I would take Kyrie over Dragic, but I think that that's why the Heat wouldn't give Justice Winslow with Dragic. I think like that's too much for Kyrie at that point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's such an intriguing and polarizing player because he's just an elite shot maker and has the best, probably the best handle in the league. But then he's just like a terrible defender. Like, he's just not good. And also, like, the games that the Cavs have played without LeBron, like, they've just been disastrous. Like, they have just been so bad. And Irving, you know, had that team before LeBron came, and all they were doing were racking up lottery picks. And it was just, it didn't work. And you just kind of wonder, like, what is Kyrie Irving outside of LeBron? I still think he's great, obviously, because I took him over several really good point guards. But I think if he does end up getting his wish and getting traded, it'll be super interesting to see to where and, like, what happens.
Yeah. Kyrie, the thing that I always come back to is, like, I have never felt like his teammates feed off his energy or that, like, he makes his team better. He's unbelievable offensively in isolation. Like, and that's what makes him great with LeBron.
Yeah.
Because LeBron fills every other gap that there is, you know. But I don't know. I think I would take Kyle Lowry over Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Main guy.
I can see that. I would just go to playoff performances when it comes to those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
totally.
And just say, like, I mean, Kyrie has been a monster in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, he won that finals. But, I mean, it was that shot he made that won the finals for them two finals ago. So it's what you were saying. I think Kyrie's in the best position he can be in the league, and that's being the second fiddle to LeBron, and he doesn't know that. You know? Right.
Yeah. I mean, it could get bad. Like, what if he does end up on Orlando?
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to score a ton of points. And he's going to get what he wanted in all the shots. But what's funny is that Irving had a higher usage rate and took more shots than LeBron did this past season.
And yeah, so Kyrie Irving's usage rate hasn't changed basically his whole career. He's been 28 to 30% usage rate every year, which is crazy. Because you think when LeBron comes, that changes, but it didn't.
No.
He does exactly the same amount as he's always done. So,
Man, I feel bad for this new Cavs GM. I'm trying to look up his name right now because he's, like, brand new. Kobe Altman. Feeling bad for you, Kobe Altman. Because, like, the first thing that you have to do, Kobe Altman, is trade Kyrie and watch LeBron. All right, so we're going to do some trade calls real quick. I wanted to get the three-teamers out there. Thanks to everyone who sent me a trade. I think there's a lot of good stuff out there. I'd be surprised if the Thunder did jump in and, like, grab Kevin Love for, like, Abrinas and Kanter. But Sam Presti's done more surprising things than that, so you can't count Presti out of anything. But I would also just be surprised if they abandoned both those guys. Because then Kevin Love, as much as he was unhelpful in the NBA Finals, I still think that they really like him, and it would take a lot for them to give up both those guys. Although I don't think it would be the worst thing for their team to give them up. But we're going to do some trade calls, just two teamers, because I'm not really sure how we do a three-team trade call with two people. You're going to be Kobe Altman, the new GM for the Cavs. Are you ready?
Okay. I think I have a good. Okay. I know exactly who he is.
Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Who is this?
Sorry, I'm Kobe Altman. I'm only 16, I think.
Oh.
So my voice is still cracking.
Okay. Scott Layden, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Hi, Scotty.
So we have heard that Kyrie is on the market, and we're very interested in bringing him to Minnesota. And what we could do for you is we'd have to wait till December 15th, but we can trade you Jeff Teague and Andrew Wiggins, and you can get back. We'll take Kyrie Irving and Channing Frye.
Yeah, Kyrie went out pretty bad, so I'll just do that.
That's a good trade.
That's a good trade.
And the Timberwolves still have, like, so many good guys.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, having Wiggins is great, but like you don't need him at this point. If you get Kyrie Irving back, and then you have Jimmy Butler, kind of fills those gaps in the sense that LeBron does.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like that. That's a good trade for both teams.
Irving Butler and Karl Anthony Towns is a pretty crazy big three. Like that's really good.
Yeah.
And what's funny is like yeah. Like Irving's demanding trades. He's like, I want to be the man, but I want to go to Minnesota where there's like three guys that are better than me. Or I want to go to San Antonio where I for sure would be the second fiddle there. It's just odd. Like those two choices. I'm just like, okay, like he wants to go to Miami. Great. You'd be the best player on Miami and you get to be reunited with Dion Waiters, which of course anybody would want to be reunited with Dion Waiters. It's just a weird thing. It's just, I don't quite understand him. It's just, it sounds to me more like, he's tired of playing with LeBron more than he's tired of being the second guy because they're trading him to teams that he clearly would not be the best guy.
And it feels like, he's not thinking about like, what are the other options?
Yeah.
Like what are your other options? Okay. You want to be the main guy. Then you go to Orlando or you go to, I don't know where else is there? Phoenix.
Here's a team where he'd be the main guy.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Rich Cho from the Charlotte Hornets.
Hi. I got stung by a hornet today.
Out at the park?
At school.
we'll trade you Kemba Walker and Nick Batum for Irving and J.R. Smith.
Ooh. Oh, God. My team doesn't get much better from that, but sure, why not?
that's interesting to me.
Kemba is a worse version of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
It's Nick Batum that you're getting back.
Nick Batum on that Cavs team is super interesting because he's a wing that can switch. He can play that three. He can play a little bit of two, maybe some four if you're desperate. And he can shoot it. He can defend. He wasn't great last year, but he's better than JR.
And that's what sucks about Batum is every other year is he wasn't great last year, but you know he's shown the year before that he can be really good.
Hey, we're coming up up on a good Batum year. We had a bad one. Now we're going to get a good
that's
one.
That's true. The only thing about Batum is he's not going to take his shirt off for NBA for championship celebration. So I don't know if I trade JR Smith. That's a big deal.
It would make the Cavs so much more lame if they did that trade.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's no way that you're beating the Warriors at that point to me.
No. That's sad. Okay.
I got one more.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Arturas Carnivorous is here on the phone. Denver Nuggets.
Whatever you say.
Denver Nuggets.
Whatever you say, carnivore.
Denver Nuggets.
I ate some McNuggets today.
Carnivorous. I went to a Catholic university. If you
dinosaurs were carnivores.
If you know. Ready for trades?
Yeah.
Wilson Chandler, Will Barton, Gary Harris, and Juancho Hernan Gomez for Kyrie Irving.
Let's do that. That's a big haul.
It's a haul.
That's a haul, boy. Like Carmelo Anthony haul.
It is. But if you're the Nuggets, like you still get to keep your best young pieces in Jamal Murray and Jokic. You add a point guard, and I mean, maybe Jamal Murray is a point guard. I think they think he probably is. But you add Irving to that team. You are so dynamic on offense. I think it's interesting. You can move up and play Malik Beasley some more. I think that's interesting. It probably is too much. You probably need to take out either Harris or Juancho.
But the way people are talking about Harris, I think maybe he's going to be like super good.
people think some things about him.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm learning. But I didn't watch enough of the Nuggets last year to be able to argue it, you know? But yeah, it's surprising. It's surprising to me this summer how people are talking about Gary Harris.
It is. I mean, he's a little undersized for a two. He's 6'4". I mean, he can score, but I don't know. 16 PER, there's like nothing about him that just like blows you away. He shot 42% from three, which is great. He can pass a little bit, but people think some things about Gary Harris. But you got Will Barton and Wilson Chandler who come off the bench and they can score, and both of them can defend a little bit. You have Hernan Gomez who is really good, but he's still super young. I don't know. I think that's interesting. I think I think the Nuggets would really like to have a team that has those two young guys, like I mentioned, plus Irving, plus Paul Millsap. Then like that's like a thing. That's a good team, and you can like the Nuggets have needed to consolidate some of their assets for a while, and that kind of allows them to do that.
Yes.
And the thing with Irving is that he doesn't have a no. He didn't have a no trade clause, so like he can say these are the teams I want to go to. But he's still got 2 years left on his deal. Like,
yeah, you request a trade, you're going to get, okay, you might get a trade, but it might not be what you want.
We can send you wherever we want to, Kyrie.
Yeah. I think he's being so premature about this. Yeah. I think he's just kind of being a celebrity about it, but
it's not smart. It's 100% disease of me.
Yeah.
It's 100% that.
I think so too.
Taylor, so. I'll let you go back to your tortoise. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll follow you on Twitter. If you don't follow Taylor and you're looking for a fun follow on Twitter, at Tayshaun Appleby. Is that right?
I don't tweet. It's Tayshaun Appleby. I don't tweet that much, but
you're a fun person though.
Yeah, I'm pretty fun. So if you just want to follow a fun person who doesn't tweet that much, go ahead. Throw me a follow. Want to like build up your fun people follows.
You can follow our podcast on Twitter at Down to Dunk. Please leave us a 5-star iTunes review. A lot of people have been doing that. That's so great. If you're just a nice person looking to do a nice thing, that would be so nice for us. Check us out on dailythunder.com. Download, tell your friends, tell your family. If you have a chance to grab one of your family members or friends' phones, just grab it. Subscribe to Down to Dunk without them looking. That helps us out. And we hope you guys have a great day.